Shit.
It's Christmas Eve. We've made it. It's been quite a ride, but we've made it to the other side. And I would really like to take this opportunity on behalf of everyone that has been writing in and saying how wonderful the Advent Calendar has been to thank Andrew on behalf of all the Cosmic Shed hosts and everyone that we've interviewed. Thank you so much for putting this all together and orchestrating it.
Thank you very much. That is, I can't believe I did this. Jenny said to me, Jenny's the person who ridiculously married me. She said to Lyra the other day, I vote that Daddy doesn't do the Cosmic Shed Advent Calendar again next year.
So guys, we need to step up. As that's the case, we need to step up and do a bit more.
No, not really. I think next time, because I know that it's fun, let's just make them throughout the year.
Yeah, totally. Because these are like bonus bits, aren't they? Yeah. Because it's the kind of things that we want to talk about but don't always make it into actual episodes because they're not covered by a book or a film or anything like that. Like, you know, all the science inspired music and just the other things that we're all involved with and love to talk about but don't always nicely fit into an episode.
Completely. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us for this Advent Calendar and welcome to our new subscribers.
Welcome. Welcome to our weird little world of science love. Thank you for joining us.
And Merry Christmas, everybody. Let's open the door.
Hi there. My name's Ajinder Rao, and I am a science communicator working at CERN, the European Laboratory for Particle Physics. I recently caught up with a friend and colleague of mine, André David, for the Cosmic Shed.
Hi, I'm André. I work at CERN in the CMS experiment, which is one of the two big detectors in the Large Hadron Collider, and I'm presently working on one of the new detectors that we're building to sustain the renewed, brand new, high luminosity Large Hadron Collider, which will make many more collisions than we have now.
What science fiction do you love?
Oh, I the next generation. Star Trek is accessory, the next generation is central. It was rather important for me to understand some things regarding interactions between humans. In particular, Data was a very interesting character and very relatable, and it brings out a lot of interesting questions. I really like TNG. Asimov, I like short stories. I really like short stories. I remember The Golden Fruits of the Sun or The Golden Apples of the Sun. I remember the title in Portuguese. As Mensagens Douradas do Sol. Which is a Ray Bradbury, yes. I generally like science fiction that expands your understanding either of how technology can be used or what sort of things can be thought of. Not too outlandish, because, you know, when you understand conservation of momentum and conservation of energy, it becomes very painful to hear sound in space. You know, there's some things which are very painful. On the other hand, there's a lot of interesting fiction out there. I can tell you, the last movie I went to was actually recently. It was the one on Brian May. Yes, Brian May was also there, and he's a physicist. That's why I'm confusing. It's the Freddie Mercury movie, which was very nice. But we were following the Marvel universe, and I know there's then the DC universe, and this is all very confusing to many characters.
Thanks, Achintia. Achintia was our first ever subscriber here on the Cosmic Shed. We were quite pleased to find that our first ever subscriber worked at the Large Hadron Collider. And it wouldn't be the Cosmic Shed Advent Calendar without Ben.
Hello. Andrew asked me to write a poem in tribute to Evelyn Berezin, who designed the first word processor, among many other achievements, and who died this month. And I sort of did this, but the poem's also about the people who might have taken inspiration from Evelyn Berezin. Trying to pinpoint the beginning, she remembers not a flash, not a line between nothing and invention, but concentric circles in a park at dusk. Hopeful joggers orbiting steadily revolving elders, soles of new sneakers straining to detach, clinging to the soft circuit, sticky from the heat of the day. She sees herself surrounded by waves of twilight, eddies of experience and gentle pressure, propelled by strong practiced hands tracing rings in the air. Locating herself between cicada chirps and quarter tone strings among a swirl of kiwi and mango, she begins to spiral down, slowly spinning closer.
Thanks, Ben. We were somewhat shocked and delighted to hear that we had been chosen as one of the Guardian newspaper's favourite podcasts of 2018, listed alongside the likes of Caliphate and This American Life. Thank you to everybody who chose us for that, and thank you to all of you for listening over the years. We've been going now for about 4 years, and as you can probably hear, I'm ending this podcast not in the Cosmic Shed, but standing on Rosemarkie Beach under a nearly full moon reflecting off the Moray Firth. And I wish you, wherever you are, whoever you are, whatever you believe or don't believe, a very Merry Christmas and a wonderful 2019. We'll see you then. And, oh, if you've got any needs for last-minute presents for any nerdy friends, Marina Sirtis of Star Trek The Next Generation is in a play called The Dark Sublime, which is taking place in London next summer. We've got our tickets. We'll see you there. Thank you very much for listening. The Cosmic Shed.
Science fact.
Science fiction.
And everything in between.